Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. This is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. HagmanReport.com. That's HagmanReport.com. Two N's on Hagman. Please bookmark that website. Click on the top banner. It takes you to our show page. There you will find all of the shows, including today's. Open the show up. You can watch it by way of our video feed as well as our audio feed. You can click through the audio. You can download audio and video. But please do me a favor, and that is to subscribe to Rumble and follow us. Subscribe to our channel on Rumble. We're also on Brighteon, both areas there. But, you know, look, folks, hit the
subscribe. And do another thing.
Hit the subscribe. I'm going to talk over Eric the Tech for reasons that will become clear later. I'm going to talk over him because
that's send just Doug because. A happy birthday email.
Okay, and Earth Day co-founder. Let's not forget Earth Day co-founder. Killed by his girlfriend, shoved her mummified body in a closet. We're just commemorating, you know, Earth Day today, of course.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. I don't do birthdays well, as you can tell. So
I had a birthday last year.
I had a birthday last year. I have enough of that, right? It was my wife's birthday yesterday. Today's mine, and of course I share mine with Vladimir Lenin. So yeah, it's a good day. But yeah,
you got a couple of good gifts, so don't complain.
Yeah, actually, yeah, thank you.
I can take
accessories. No, accessories. Accessories to my arsenal. I'm kidding. I don't have an arsenal. All right, I'm kidding. But some really nice accessories, and thank you very much, Eric the Tech. I appreciate that.
How far do you think you can throw that grenade?
Yeah, grenade. He's not kidding.
10 feet.
You know, for all the three-letter agencies listening in, right? We're kidding. Don't go busting my door and, look for a non-existent grenade in Minecraft, right? Okay. I can just see it happen. Thanks very much. Appreciate that. So welcome. We have a great show line. I don't want to take time away from the show because Steve Quayle's been on top of a couple of things. One of which, it's really not, we really haven't addressed this, right? We've addressed the national stuff, the riots, the election tampering things. By the way, Maricopa County, 24/7, you can watch it online, surveillance or security cameras that are actually operating online showing the 2.1 million ballot recount at the fairgrounds there. It's very well secured. They transported a boatload of ballots. Actually, truckloads, not boatloads, but the truckloads of ballots there yesterday, finishing this morning. They finished, and security cameras, the count, recount, and audit, I should say more accurately, the audit starts today. So it's all good, and I think people are going to be surprised at what happens. Also, Frank Speech, Mike Lindell, Brandon House, good friend of the program, just really taken to task people like Alan Duke. One of the fact checkers for Facebook is actually funded by, through, or has connections to TikTok, Communist Chinese Party, TikTok funded, financed TikTok. So anyway, very interesting. I would say this, catch on the replay, War Room Pandemic, Steve Bannon's show from today and from, I think it was from yesterday and today. At any rate, also, real quick, speaking on the national level, you know, if you watch the Derek Chauvin trial, I just want to, again, reemphasize this. Folks, I did an 8-minute video update. I'm not as eloquent as Steve Quayle is on his Q files. I'm not that, but I did an 8-minute update on this. It's a standalone video, HagmanReport.com, as well as on Rumble. And look, here's what this is all about. The premise of the video was, and I urge you to watch it and give a thumbs up Rumble thing, but comment on it because I'm asking for your comments. Here's what the Chauvin prosecution against Derek Chauvin, defund the police, Black Lives Matter, that entire Maoist Marxist cadre of groups. This is what this is all about. This is about taking your Second Amendment and your guns away and taking all of your rights away. And you might say, well, how did you jump to that from Derek Chauvin? It's real simple. It's really simple. Defund the police is a Marxist Maoist movement. It's a communist movement. And what is happening right now is the prosecution, civil and criminal prosecution of police officers who shoot or especially shoot others in the line of duty. And don't forget, we only had 1,004 police officer shootings back in 2019, which I think is the, might be the last stats available. I'm not sure. 1,004 of those, or 1,004, and out of that, about 9 were listed as black individuals shot by police officers. So you do the math, all right? Given the fact that the crime stats show a very heavily weighted and biased crime stat in favor of the blacks. In other words, that minority population commits the majority of crimes. And when you have the majority of shootings against police shootings of white perpetrators, makes sense. I mean, right? Because there's more white people, but the sad fact is more blacks commit the violent crimes. And you have less blacks being shot by police officers. I don't know if you understood that or if I explained that well, but the bottom line is this. The push is here. The push here is to federalize the police departments all across the United States. That's the bottom line nut right there. And I spoke to in this video, by federalizing the police, you would be answerable to one federal body who would be answerable ultimately to the United Nations. And people might say, well, that's just a bunch of hooey, that's a bunch of woo. No, look at the information that's been offered. Go back to 2015, their own documents from 2015, a 61-page report from the Soros Open Society Foundation, the Clinton Global Initiative, and specifically Obama 21st Century Policing documents. The objective here is to federalize the police, and by federalizing the police, that'll take the community aspect out of it. That'll bring the and this is going to be part of what Steve Quayle is going to be addressing as well. Because
and they're already here.
Exactly. They are the federal. Yes. I'm going to leave it at that. But check out the 8-minute video, and thank you for putting that up. I appreciate that. But you're right; they're already here. So they're on the inside. But that standalone video will give you some information. All right, very quickly, excuse me, before I get to Steve Quayle, I want to mention two things. Number one, Wisconsin Christian News. Please do me a favor, do me a solid, because they allow me to write for them. That's pretty cool. This is one of the most popular Christian hard copy newspapers in the world. All right. And it's Wisconsin Christian News, based in Wisconsin. It's national. It's worldwide. But it's Wisconsin Christian News. Go to wisconsinchristiannews.com. Now, don't just subscribe to the hard copy and digital copy. Donate to them because they are in need, of course, of your financial support, because the cost of a subscription, digital and paper subscription, I got to tell you, just barely covers the cost of sending the paper out. All right, that's number one. Number two, I want to talk to business owners out there. How many of you out there, by show of hands, I'd like to see this right now. By show of hands, how many of you are business owners? Do you realize how difficult it is sometimes to find the right recruit, the right person for your business if you're hiring? And many, I'll tell you right now, many businesses are hiring, but they're kind of hamstrung. I want to introduce you to ZipRecruiter, ziprecruiter.com. Hang on just 1 minute. I will get to it. I'm supposed to have it right here. And what I do with it? I don't have it. All right. Maybe we should do this all over again, right? Where's my copy? I don't have copy. Hang on. I'm getting it. All right. Folks, all right. Can I screw that up any more than I already did? Can I do that? No, I can't do that. All right, we're going to move right along. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. go to HagmanReport.com, click on the link to ZipRecruiter, and find out what they do for actually putting people you need. They find the right candidate for the right job for you. ZipRecruiter.com. Go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the link. All right. Steve Quayle from SteveQuayle.com. Gen6.com. If you haven't yet signed up for the conference, oh, you got to do that. You got to do it. Why? The Information Extinction Protocols. That's the title of this virtual conference. If you haven't done that already yet, you are missing out, because the information. Now, I've got some sources. I got like anonymous sources that give me information outside of Steve Quayle. Oh, like Daniel Holdings and some other people. I shouldn't name names, right? They're anonymous. I should keep them anonymous. But speaking with some of the speakers there, off the record, what they're going to deliver and what's going to be delivered for you is just going to blow your mind. Dave Hodges, Lisa Haven, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, you heard her right here, with Steve Quayle, an absolute dynamite speaker and information laden. There are the speakers right there. And of course, Steve Quayle heading it up, as well as being part of the, speaker entourage. Pre-order your Extinction Protocols 2021 conference DVD. Do it at gen6.com. That's gen6.com. Plus you get little goodies when you do that. Check out gen6.com. Steve, how are you, sir?
Good, Doug. By the way, happy birthday, and do what I do. Just start counting back and then complain. Okay? Yeah, seriously. You know those little numbers you put on your cake?
Yeah.
Just get the year you want to be, put it on, and then people give you questions. They say, I know you're older than 48. In my case, I put a 1 in front of 48, like 148.
Man.
But the point is that happy birthday.
Thanks. I appreciate that. And, you know, Steve, thanks much. Yeah, it's,
How come you didn't yell at him like you yelled at me?
I don't, cause you're my son-in-law too. I can yell at you. And plus Steve's my elder, and I don't yell at my elders. I'm kidding, yep. Of course.
That's okay, Doug, by a factor of 2, probably.
Yeah.
I say this, when you live life at 2 to 3 times the speed of light, you don't have to wonder what it's like to be 100+. And I'm just kidding, of course. You know, but the point that I think is critical is that, and I mean to maybe segue into one of our topics today, because, you know, we're dealing politics, we're dealing with all of this stuff, but we're dealing with a pandemic now that was a plandemic, a scamdemic. But I want to share something with everybody. This book's no longer in print. I think they go for, I don't know, $500-$600 on eBay. And I'm not saying buy it. I'm just saying that I replaced genetic Armageddon, today's technology, tomorrow's monsters, with the book Terminated, The End of Man is Here. So today's title for this show, with your permission, Doug, and we're going to talk about a lot of different subject matters, but human extinction accelerating, okay? I know you like 3-word titles. Human extinction accelerating.
That's short and to the point. Yeah.
And again, you know, I get so tired of hearing that, this stuff, that's not real. Genetic Armageddon, today's technology, tomorrow's monsters. We just saw a big news story, which, by the way, is so old when it comes to news stories. When you're dealing with chimpanzee and human embryology, that's Stalin did that. Dr. Mengele did that. And if people want to know about who really runs the world, because I wrote about an empire beneath the ice, how could Israel even begin to experiment with their vaccines on their children and on their population without massive proof? And I'm saying this. I'm saying the whole world is under the spell of the evil one. And by the evil one, I mean Satan. I mean, the fallen angels are ruling the world leaders, not just in the Middle East, but throughout the whole earth. And ladies and gentlemen, if we look at the end result, we are seeing in the scamdemic, the plandemic, we are seeing the end of human fertility. We are seeing the end of sperm mobility. We are seeing the end of human reproduction. We are seeing the introduction of sex robots. And sex robots now with artificial intelligence. And not only do they have artificial intelligence, but remember, somebody has to program sex robots. And the reason this is critical, I'm not trying to be salacious, I'm not trying to be titillating, I'm trying to get you to understand, our listening audience, brothers and sisters, when I wrote the preface to this, you know, and terminated, this is the last book I wrote outside of Jesus, the Premise of Promise, because I'd come to the conclusion I could say no more. In talking about the zombification, Z-O-M-B-I-E-F-I-C-A-T-I-O-N, zombification of everybody who's on basically, everybody other than the elite, you're watching it happen right now. And so what I want people to understand is this, is that you may think the sex bots are a joke, but what's important is this, that the war between the male and the female has been underway since the women's movement started and began. Now there are, I would say, extreme, let me use the word, female slash entities saying kill all the male babies. Good night. What did they do? Just, you know, have the evil spirits that inhabited Pharaoh take over them? Edgar Rice Burroughs, in his books, the multiple books, The Amazons, the movie Wonder Woman, all these things, and I'm going to, Doug, put this in a biblical perspective. You know, in Isaiah 4, 1 through 2, the first two verses, I should say, it says this, and in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel, only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. And that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel. So here's what's important, and I think this is, I want to read this with your permission. I'm quoting an article that I didn't put up on the website. It's just got, you know, a scantily clad robot as if, you know, maybe some people think that's wonderful. I just chose not to do it. But I sent you the article too, Doug. And here's an important article statement. I would say the most important article statement. Quote, at some point, sex robot technology will produce models that are more attractive than the average person. And I put, again, the devil ending reproduction. Another quote, sexual human reproduction. I want to give everybody the foundational understanding of why the human race has to go extinct by Satan's fallen angels. There is no redemption for him. There is no redemption for them, the fallen angels. There is no forgiveness of sin. You can see that in the book of Enoch. You can see the offspring in the book of Giants. Those are Dead Sea Scrolls. They're on my Gen 6 website that's on the top of my main website that Daniel Holdings updates daily. So what's important is this. For every statement, quote, sex robots are less attractive than real people because of X. X is a soluble engineering problem. At some point, sex robot technology will produce models that are more attractive than the average person. What this is laying the foundation for, ladies and gentlemen, is the separation between men and women and human sexuality. Kind of like Blade Runner. I want to read this too, Doug. This is the preamble to my book, Terminated. The human race has come to the point of no flesh being left alive. Transhumanism and genetic engineering, when coupled with a hybridization of human-animal genetic constructs, are thrusting us back into the golden age of mythological monsters and godlike humans. Superheroes, robots, and demon-possessed machines will take humanity to the brink of extinction. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's the preamble to this. I want you to know I'm not sitting here saying it off the cuff. It's interesting because When you write something, and you know this as a writer, you have this encapsulation of everything you want to say, maybe in a sentence, no more than a paragraph, And it's important that people understand. I'm not talking about something that's just new. I'm not Johnny come lately on the block. I think I was the first guy to really approach sex robots, and I know this, becoming demon-possessed. I've also stated on Doug's show, my podcast, and others that one time I was just praying, meditating, pondering, and I felt the Lord spoke to me. Now, people say anybody who says God spoke to them are crazy. That's only because God's never spoke to them. Maybe they're listening to somebody else. Jesus said his sheep hear his voice and another will they not follow. And he said, Steve, AI that you see as artificial intelligence is alien intelligence. Now, when I say alien, I'm talking about fallen angel, their demons, and literally aliens that I believe, the aliens that we see, the grays. And by the way, Doug, thank you so much. Your fundraiser showed people 27 different in the PDF they got. And that PDF is still available by donating $50 to Doug. I don't know if there's a place on your website. But since that time, the expedition, which has been going on in the heart of southern Mexico, in the heart of some of the most dangerous places on the earth, and thank God for everybody's prayers and protection for the expedition team. But they turned up another, I think, 10 to 12 species of aliens that I'd never seen before. I'd never seen them before. And interestingly enough, the reason why I'm bringing this up is I believe that Hollywood science fiction, much of the inspiration comes from the demonic, the occult world. But there's, and ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be one of the topics I'm going to address in, my presentation for human extinction. One of the things that was interesting, it actually shows, we found panels showing the building of the pyramid by aliens, not the showing up of aliens by the pyramids. That's a big deal, Doug. It also shows the war between the Aztecs and the aliens. It shows, we all know the story of the beheading and the cutting of human hearts out while the victim is still alive and everything. But the interesting thing about that is panels, and I'll be very brief in the description, explicit showing the birth of alienettes, okay, in some of the most unusually ugly, hideous creatures. So remember what I'm saying. AI, alien implants, AI, artificial intelligence. Alien artificial intelligence. My definition again, so people don't misunderstand this, is a supernatural evil. In this case, I believe demons. Demons are the disembodied spirits of the giants that basically have sentience. They understand. They have self-awareness. They know who Jesus is. They know who people claiming to be Christians aren't. Seven sons of Sceva that tried to cast out demons in Jesus' name, but the Spirit said, we know Jesus, we know Paul, but we don't know you. The importance of talking about this right now is that we're rightfully looking at all the fabulous work of Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, of Dr. Mercola, Del Bigtree, the research scientists, Judy McBitz, so many of them, and I can't name them all, but the point is that pure science has been put on the back burner for what I would call the protocols of extinction. I'm not just trying to hit that word because that's the name, reverse extinction protocols. Globalists declare war, globalists initiate tribulations. I don't think people understand that, again, the Georgia Guidestones. I have to refresh everybody's mind. Everybody took them for a grain of salt. Maintain humanity of 500 million. Well, what does that say about the 7.4 billion that don't get to be maintained in their humanity? Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to understand the occult nature, the hidden nature, the unseen hand, fallen angelic brilliance of not only killing initial people under the infection designed in a laboratory, But the ongoing effects of people that have the vaccine, and I call vaccine VAXXINE, triple X, and I want to correct myself, I would call this injectable DNA changing mutagenic, meaning it's mutating your genetic code, destruction of the human genome. That's a, I better come up with, that's a mouthful.
Wow.
But but I reject the word vaccine. Yet, Doug, look at this. Look at the propaganda night and day. Look at the censure, the sanction, and the ultimate murder of anybody who doesn't go along with it. Pray, ladies and gentlemen, for Dr. Mercola. He's done a fabulous job, and now the state attorney general is coming up. All of us have to realize anybody that goes after the truth is your enemy because you're next. I want everybody to think about this. When they see somebody standing for the truth, getting murdered, getting imprisoned, they were standing for you. Would you stand for them? Would you stand for them? Will you stand for them? Will you speak up for them? Will you maybe put up money for them? You know, it's just interesting, you know? It's just interesting.
It is. And I don't know, Steve, whether you have seen this or not. And I don't think we can put it up on the screen right at the moment. But the Center for Digital, the Center Against Digital Hate, the Center for Countering Digital Hate, which is an NGO based out of the UK, listed, it's a publication, 12 disinformation agents about COVID-19. And I'm paraphrasing that title. Number one on that document was Dr. Mercola. And I think number 10 is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Did you see that? Happen to see
yes,
that?
Yes, I did. And I think people need to do that, you know. They need to focus in on that, you know, that, Doug, take it just for a minute. I want to form my thoughts, okay? Because just address that, if you would, and read some of the people they're coming against, you know?
Yeah, no problem at all, Steve. We're going to work on trying to get that report up. It's a pretty long and, it's a pretty extensive report, but the Center for Countering Digital Hate is their self-description, is a not-for-profit NGO that seeks to disrupt the architecture of online hate and misinformation. Okay, now, when you toss in, the document itself is titled The Disinformation Dozen, all right? And the subtitle is Why Platforms Must Act on 12 Leading Online Anti-Vaxxers. Wow. Well, you talk about disinformation, okay? The anti-vaxxers, that does not fit the dozen. They're not anti-vaxxers, and this is not a vaccine. So having said that, number one is Joseph Mercola. Number two is often darling of the left, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Three, you get a twofer for this one, Ty and Charlene Bollinger. Four, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I was wrong. That's number four. Five, Risa Islam. Six, Rashid Buttar. Seven, Aaron Elizabeth. Eight, Sayer G. Nine, Kelly Brogan, 10, Christine Northrup, 11, Ben Tapper, and 12, Kevin Jenkins. Now, what this report does is they frame every person I just mentioned. They dedicate a page or two of what they stand for or what they reportedly stand for and what they reportedly have said. The accuracy, you know, I haven't gone through, for example, Risa Islam, or Rashid Buttar. I don't know. I can't verify the accuracy of the information in there, but I can tell you this, having interviewed, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny Steve having interviewed her on this platform, the information there does not represent, her stated position. So, you know, you talk about, disinformation. This is absolute disinformation, but here's the thing. And I just saw this today. Why is this important? Is because right now, the elites are concerned about the doses of the jabs of this experimental genetic tool, modifying tool that's being used, and it's called the vaccine. It stalled at about 51% of America's population, and they're very concerned. They figured it would stall at 70 to 75%. Right now it's at 51%. They're shipping out doses to states who are saying, look, the demand's not here. Well, the elite, the globalists, the people behind this, the father of fascism, Fauci, is saying, hey, we need to, you know, have a big campaign, big push. And you've just heard Biden earlier say, you know what, you don't get the jab and the numbers don't come down. Well, we're just going to have to cancel July 4th. Well, what are you going to do, skip a day in the calendar there? Joe Bama? And Joe Bama is not a meme. Joe Bama is an accurate description of what's in the Oval Office. There is the document in question. In my view, it's a puke-worthy document. This information doesn't. It's by CCDN. And again, this is a self-proclaimed anti-hate, anti-misinformation, disinformation NGO that seeks to disrupt the architecture of online hate and misinformation. And, you know, I cannot say enough ugly about this. So it'll be on on HagmanReport.com. Go ahead and take a look at it, download it, go through it, understand that this is a piece of propaganda because they want you to be, they want to accelerate the human extinction process, as Steve Quayle said at the very beginning. And I'm telling you right now, this is exactly what they're doing while Steve is gathering his,
I'm back though.
Oh, okay. All right. Good.
I think what you did is really important because, ladies and gentlemen, years ago, I chronicled prior to the even talk of binary biological weapons, combination, Ebola, smallpox, mousepox, the reconstitution of Spanish flu 1918. I did that in not only my book, Breed No Evil, but I used to have a dead scientist page, and I'm only one guy. If I regret anything and by the way, I have tried to hire people that did not go well. You know, a couple of them tried to literally run away with my business and claim that they were the secret to my success. Probably, ladies and gentlemen, that was pretty tough because one of them came 24 years after I'd been on talk radio. So the thing is that what Doug just laid out for you, this is total propaganda. But I want to take the next step in this discourse, Doug. This is total mind control.
Yep.
This is total neuro-linguistic programming. And real simple to understand, tell a lie, keep repeating the lie, keep repeating the lie, keep repeating the lie. The absolute lack of basic understanding, critical thinking, if they call it a vaccine, but then they want to be exempt from any negative ramifications, especially legally, and by the fact that these people are accelerating their time. Bill Gates is going to go address 40 heads of countries, and you know, in the very near future. And ladies and gentlemen, he said vaccine's the most profitable business in the world. Well, it certainly is in two realms, financially, of course, and also the extinction of the human race. For those Christians who will not even take the words of Jesus seriously, that if the days weren't shortened for our sake, the elect's sake, there'd be no flesh left alive. That means no humanity. Yet I see Christians fighting against the glorious image and likeness of Jesus Christ. Oh, we didn't care. And by the way, the official number I'm told from people that are in the know is over 100 million abortions in the United States. Doug, obviously, you and Russ Dizdar, Craig Sawyer, human trafficking, even the church didn't take that on. And I want to make it clear, I'm trying to break my habit of using two words. Church, because it's lost its biblical meaning, its historic meaning, and also Christianity. Because, ladies and gentlemen, before Christians were basically called Christians, were at Ephesus, I think, or at Antioch, one of the two cities, yeah, where they were first called Christians, they were called followers of Jesus. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, you've watched, and we've watched, and all of my and Doug, our Catholic listeners, viewers, followers, you're watching the entity in Rome now take his full role, in my opinion, as false prophet. Even some of the most amazing cardinals, I'm a Protestant, I want people to know that. And I'm always protesting, okay? Because I have one thing I want to remind everybody. It doesn't matter, it matters tremendously, but to use the word Christian apart from Jesus Christ and to allow that label to deceive is the reason we're in the trouble we're in. And I took a little bit of a circular statement there, but I want people to understand we are seeing the push towards one world government. We are seeing the push towards one world religion. We are seeing the push towards one world currency. That's the whole point of digital currency, ladies and gentlemen. That's the whole point of global currency. And I've talked to smart guys, Doug, and you know one of them.
Yep.
And computer geniuses that, you know, are famous in the world of computer encryption. Famous! So far that no one's been able even to duplicate what he's done. And he said, Steve, all encryption can be broken. He said, if man made it, man can decrypt it. I asked him, what about quantum computing? What about all this stuff? He said, who made it? I got it, Doug. Saying all that to say this, we are being herded. Now, I want people to understand some United Nations with Dave Hodges. God bless him and pray for him. He's been sick. Has done a beautiful job of showing, in my opinion, the entire takeover of the United States by United Nations troops with China, Russia, and other countries, leading members in the UN Security Council being here to come for us. Kamala Harris said, we remember, she's not the only one, Trump voters first and foremost, but gun owners, the 72 categories, Doug, you and I have done shows on that,
yes,
of people that they're coming to kill. I have literal documentation I've given out to about maybe 8 people, names, places, forts, railroad stations where you're taken to camps, and there are 256,000 guillotines. 256,000 guillotines. 256,000 guillotines. And the problem right now is this, is that you saw guillotines taken out by who? The left. It was the most visual representation of the French Revolution. Then you have all of the statements on certain states wanting to reinstate, pun intended, the guillotine. The thing is that I once asked an Illuminist, I really did. I said, why is your whole ilk so bent on cutting off the head? Interesting statement. Because with the head, the words of Jesus, the pronouncement of the gospel is silenced, and also the terror factor, T-E-R-R-O-R. The image and likeness of God, that's, and I want to say this, the foul mass from hell, I don't have my Mask of the Beast t-shirt, I mean that. The veiling of the image and likeness of Jesus Christ, the bandana? Are you out of your mind? Are we collective out of our mind? No science behind the mask. Now guess what? We're finding out there's nanoparticles, nanoworms. I'll make this really simple for everyone. Juju in Swahili means, I think it means devil. It's one of the only words I ever remember in Swahili. But, you know, there's bad juju in it, you know? There's bad. They're finding nanofibers. They're finding impregnated, strange, mutagenic strands of genetically modified substances. This isn't scare tactics. They're counting. And by the way, if they had the truth on their side, they wouldn't be counting all of us, discounting all of us. And that list, I want people to pray. Some of those people may not be Christians. That doesn't matter. They've got the determination, the love for their fellow humans to stand up and speak out. Pray for everyone of their safety. Because what that is, Doug, is a hit list. They do have a hit list. Some of the most famous scientists back before the outbreaks of even the first time of Ebola, and some of the most dangerous combinations where the internet was telegraphing what bioweapons they were going to be using against us, even the reintroduction of smallpox. But this time it would be with a little bit of a twist. It would have Ebola genetically spliced to it. So it's imperative that people get this. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't have an answer for this. People that get vaccinated, the big war is what's going to be their condition in 6 months down the line. To what degree has the human DNA been altered 6 months down the line? In other words, it's like a Pac-Man game. Everything, AGTP, the four main components of DNA. It's like a Pac-Man. This new, if you will, great white shark eating human DNA. I want people to have this picture in their mind. But forget your DNA. Imagine you're in the jaws of a great white shark. That's what they're doing to your DNA. And Doug, at what point? I do not have the answer for this. I don't. I have conflicting opinions. At what point do people who take the vaccine, and there are Christians that will argue with me that I'm a fanatic and everything, the bottom line, I guarantee you they don't know anything, or most of them don't, including the National Institute of Health, and he's a Christian supposedly, that he basically understands, because there isn't enough study, and as a scientist he should know better, what the downrange ramifications of this are. And now we're finding, hey, the shedding may be airborne. Hey, DNA now is in the air. Those are all illuminous signals to telling you guys, they planned. This is the kill shot. Forget the solar kill shot. This is the kill shot. The kill shot. Shot in the head, shot in the arm. Or shot in the arm, shot in the head. Either way, they want us dead.
You know, Steve, if I can just kind of tie, connect some dots here. You had briefly mentioned the Pope as lining up to be the false prophet. And you had mentioned about the masks and you'd mentioned about the lack of science, to be concise, about the masks. In fact, they're contraindicated, but they're taking away the personality, the person, the face. Okay. Isn't that interesting how the head goes? You know, the face is already gone at the insistence of, fascist Fauci. But one thing I wanted to show you, and I don't know if you've probably seen this, but I don't know how many people out there have seen this. Now, folks, we have talked about this before in this show, exploring the health, mind, body, and soul, unite to prevent, it's the Fifth International Vatican Conference. And speaking there is Fauci, Chelsea Clinton, who is, absolutely pro-abortion, pro-infanticide. A really strange mix in this rather, I don't know what you would call it except to say a very new age kind of meeting. But this fits exactly with what Steve Quayle is saying. Now, look at what they did to the Michelangelo. Thank you. Thank you. God. Now, isn't that subliminally saying that God could actually pass a virus on to Adam, or God could pass a virus on to mankind? Isn't that subliminally kind of wearing gloves?
Yeah, that's mockery, Doug. That's an absolute mockery of the creation of man by the living God. And it's also sending a big message. We're God. Because that's exactly what the head of Pfizer said. Yep. There's nothing we can't do now in the human DNA. Nothing. And I think it's really important that people understand there's going to be a war. And I said this, 26 years ago. There's going to be a war between traditional Catholics, and there's going to be a war between the Marxist theology. I can't think of that word. But the thing is there's going to be a total war against within the Catholic Church. It'll turn into a shooting war. But ultimately, it's going to basically, everybody's going to get rid of a lot of what I would call pet doctrines when they understand their pet doctrines are, you know, basically genetically altered wolves, and they're after you, they're after me, they're after us. So again, ladies and gentlemen, the division, and Doug, you said, what was it, 51% of the people that are pro-vaccine versus 49? Could that be any clearer to a even fairly knowledgeable Christian that God is dividing literally between those who serve him and those who don't? I can't. I'm not God. I don't know. And I'm wrestling with at what point does a DNA altering turn a person into a hybrid and make them irredeemable? And I'm talking about Christians. And I'm saying, God, please give a clear understanding. Or how about this? Know ye not your body's the temple of the Holy Ghost? And it goes on to say, you don't destroy the temple of the Holy Ghost, or God will destroy you. So how can, in the basic biblical, oh, you're a fundamentalist. No, I'm a foundationalist. The earth, everything in it is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He is the foundation of our existence. And every time the devil, every time a demon, every time a fallen angel sees a human being that isn't masked, isn't, you know, in the process of turning into, you know, some a hybrid chimera, every time, it causes that rage until he believes he's going to bring about the extinction of the human race. And Jesus said again, if it weren't for God shortening the days for the elect's sake, who are the elect? The elect are those who have turned to the Lord Jesus Christ, repented of their sin, asked him to become their Lord and Savior, and know that if they die tomorrow, die next year, they go to be with the Lord. Because Jesus said, in my Father's house there are many mansions, and I go to prepare a place for you. I think everybody has this idea of heaven, that we all just sit on hills with butterflies and unicorns. The God of purpose, the God of planning, the God who said, eyes not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the heart of man at any time, those things that the Lord has prepared for them that love him. I don't know that single answer, but I will tell you this. Now Whole Foods is going to give you a palm. You just have to, you know, basically pass your palm over the palm reader. And, hey, in the hand or in the forehead. And I want to tell everybody this. Do you know that we're all trained already to be scanned in our forehead? Have you gone any place where they take an infrared scanner?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and look at this. I want people to understand that I'm showing this. Maybe Eric could even show it. But the robot, if you will, has a laser who's reading basically a implant on the human skull. Of course, the skull has been separated from the body. And again, ladies and gentlemen, you know, kudos to Darren Geisinger, because he basically did a fabulous job on that. So I want people to understand something. We're in a time period like no other. And, you know, no other. There's never been a time like this. So with that in mind, I think it's important that people, how do I say it? See, the lateness of the hour, you know, I changed that. I won't use that. I'm using that only in context of this. It's the madness of the minute. It's a madness of the minute. Last night, actually, early afternoon in Israel. Israel and Iran, thank you, Eric, for putting that up. Israel and Iran began firing missiles. If you read the Jerusalem Post, which I do, not the whole thing, but that. If you read the Jerusalem Post, you'd say it'll sound like a couple missiles. The last I checked before I went to bed at 1 o'clock was over 100. Over 100. Over 100.
Didn't the dome fail? Or the Patriot missiles and dome fail?
Yep, yep. Right. The Patriot missile, and you see, if I tell the truth and people say, oh, you're an American. No, the S-400 and S-500 Russian anti-missile systems are the best, also anti-aircraft. They're the best in the world. I don't think it makes sense for our lack of defense department to be worried about what color nail polish is acceptable to the military or what length of dress for men is acceptable. And I am saying this. If you look at the insanity of where we're at, I believe, and I want you to understand this, you can go on the War Zone. Great, great website. You can go on James Defense Weekly. Anybody that wants to see what's cool in the world of weapons, and I do, I started reading James Defense Weekly when I was like 18 years old. That was a long time ago. But again, advancement, technology is advancing. I talked to Bob Griswold today. He said, I think, Steve, I just heard a quote that knowledge is doubling every 11 hours. Notice that, 11. Notice that, 11. The point is we are at 11:59 and counting, and people are done. Obladi, oblada, life goes on. By the way, I hated that song. But the point is, the momentary madness, if you will, is accelerating. I don't know what I'll come up with when it goes to seconds. I don't know. Seconds, and I don't know the time. I don't know the events.
Does it stop though? I mean, because it's. People throw around the word exponential all the time without really understanding its meaning. But does that at any given time, when it goes from 11 hours to 11 seconds, I mean, do we have that again at some point? Or is it, does God intervene at some point and say, okay?
I think that's a good question. I believe at the point it goes to seconds, God will have intervened. God is intervening. And look at the ultimate litmus test. We take the word of false science. We take the word of a man who was paid $9 million, the highest paid, guy in government, and that's Fausti. I call him Fausti because, ladies and gentlemen, Faust sold his soul. Dr. Faust sold his soul to Mephistopheles. That's a mouthful. Mephistopheles, the devil, for riches, wealth, and prominence, only to have the devil show up and demand to. I actually saw, Fauci give, and I won't do it. I just refuse to do it. But he did use the obvious satanic hand signal. Well, this guy now is on gun control. I want to say something. Yeah. And you got to be careful. So the thing is that you get the program. They don't want you to be able to defend yourself. They don't want you to be able to fight for your family. Nehemiah said fight. He didn't say roll over and die. Well, he who lives by the sword dies by sword. I get that. I've gotten that for 25 years. Let me put that into context. When a Roman centurion was defined in the whole Roman Empire, if someone didn't see him and heard his name, they would say he lives by the sword. In other words, a mercenary. So now look at this now, Doug. We're more segregated than ever. We're more divided. Black Lives Matter, especially you're buying five houses. Antifa, 2,700 people that were arrested for rioting and everything were signed off by President Biden. In other words, giving a massive parole, or not a parole, but a pardon. That's the word I'm looking for. And yet we have people that are Christians who were arrested, and the FBI went to every single person they could identify in Washington, D.C., on the Capitol grounds. You know that.
I can verify that, yeah.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, oh, Lord, help me. I'm biting my tongue. I prayed before I went on the show. I always do, but please, Jesus, keep me on point and don't let me say anything like that will be, you know, taken wrong, although we can't take certain things wrong. But the bottom line is this. Doug, sometimes I wonder, this is before the Lord, I wonder, God, will people wake up in time? And I think you asked me a question, you know, in does it end, you know, it's exponential. It only ends when God himself, Jesus, puts an end to evil. Because when Paul talks about the depths of Satan, good night, if some guy ends up in the bottomless pit, then in the lake of fire, I don't think there's a bottom to it, okay? I don't think there's a bottom to it. And so human beings trying to integrate unimaginable evil, the only way most people deal with it is dismiss it, right? Or destroy the messenger, right?
Good point.
They have to destroy the messenger. Ladies and gentlemen, every day, I can't speak for you, Doug, but every day I get deplatformed someplace. I go on somebody's feces list. That's a nicer way of saying it. I'm not crying. Although, maybe, this is water. You know, I'm not crying in my beer, but it's water, everyone. Thank you, Jesus. I burn a lot of water, Doug. I guess it's because, you know, I'm trying to contain the boiling point, but here's a question for you.
Your jets do run hot, by the way. So
Yeah. What I'm, you know, asking you, at what point, if there is a point, will God's people wake up? And I don't, and let me let you finish before I respond, okay? Or what would it take? What would it take for God's people to wake up?
I am becoming more and more disappointed, disillusioned, and fearful for God's people, because I see a lot of people who say, "Well, you know, I'm going to fight until the very end, doggone it, I'm going to," but they're wearing a mask, they're standing 6 foot apart, they're afraid, they're, you know, waiting in line for their jab, they're saying, "Oh, you know, that's anything about." Whatever controversial but correct issue is out there is, you know, that's fake news, because they're so concerned about being deplatformed from Facebook and social media and such. You know, I don't dare respond. In many cases, these are Christians. So I see that taking place along with what you said too. And you know, people have often sent me emails and saying, why, like you, you know, why do you address your critics when you don't have to? Well, the critics in many cases, have a tendency to impact the observations and visual acuity of God's people. And so when they derail, the legitimate message from biblical Christians, that's a problem. So, you know, we have to call that out. I don't know if that's, but to answer your question, you know what? I don't know. I don't know anymore, Steve. I pray about this all the time. I don't know. I don't know.
That's a perfect example. I pray and I say, Lord, every day I wake up. Thank God for that, but maybe not for some people. But here's the thing. I want to address that issue, because we have fought in the arena of faith. Most people who ask me that, or Doug that, why do you guys address your critics? Because they've never fought in the arena of faith. They haven't spent, of course, this isn't a woe is me. This isn't feel sorry for me. But suck it up, men. You need to stand up for Jesus. And if we stand up, we fail. You know, Doug, you and I both know we're imperfect creatures. But God raised you up with a platform, raised me up with a calling. Your calling, your platform, my calling, my whatever I've done with my life. But I'm just telling you this. That statement, in my opinion, is based on cowardice. And I don't care who I infuriate that. I don't care anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, do you get the connection? The announcement last week was made that DNA is airborne. That's a chicken poop way. How's that? A chicken poop way of saying that if this is mutagenic, it can change your DNA being airborne. And I believe it's a protection for God. I don't believe this is a fear statement. But a nurse warns to stay away from vax people. You mean, and I know a guy, very rich. You, if I told you his name, you all know him. Anybody who's ever read my website. And thank God he's at least pondering. He called me and said, Steve, I want to go to Puerto Rico. I'm having this big family thing. I need to get the vaccine. Would you do it? Well, you know my answer. Always with a modifier in front of no, and it's not the word you it's hell no. Because I said it's from hell. That's why I use that word. Then, ladies and gentlemen, we're hearing of all these vaccinated people having different responses to the vaccine, both one and two. 3 months ago, Johnson & Johnson was being praised as having a non-potentially dangerous vaccine. How's that right now? Forbidden. So here's what it's done. Isolation produces segregation. Segregation produces solitary confinement. A father on YouTube, I saw, I didn't watch it all, just reference to it, that begging the authorities, don't put the young people into this solitary confinement and make them wear masks. They're committing suicide. That's the plan. See, here's what I want. Maybe this is the easiest way to say it, Doug. Everything associated with a bioweapon, it was a bioweapon. Everything associated with a race-specific bioweapon, and for instance, that's been released in India, that's been released in Brazil, especially, and I don't know what, there's a Spanish name for the area in Brazil that's very poor, just like India's got some of the, unfortunately, the largest slums in the world. Isn't it interesting that those seemingly, you know, areas and be, oh, it's a matter of nutrition. I'm on record. India, by their own words, said it's a double mutant strain. A double mutant strain. A plus B equals a double mutant strain. I know the Indians are some of the smartest people in the world, and their understanding of herbs and medicines and ancient history, and I mean, they're some of the smartest people in the world. And I even go so far as saying probably, though the Chinese would get mad, there's probably as an individual haplogroup, they're probably some, if not the smartest people in the world, if it's genetic inheritance from the brilliance they had in antiquity. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I would say this genetically. Great brilliance. Now, here's something that people have got to understand. Look at India's population. Look at China's population. The problem with China is they've got a neighbor with advanced weapons and equal manpower. Dave Hodges put out, the different stories from the white papers of Chinese saying they're going to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States. They believe that they are the superior race. They lead the world in what would be called the most horrific experiments combining human, animal, and other DNA. Well, the other DNA is the same thing I've been talking about for 25 years, writing about it, probing people about it. These giants are having, that are in suspended animation, are having their DNA extracted. Now, people say, Quayle, you're nuts. Oh, yeah? The defense minister of Russia, one of the smartest people in the world. Look, if he's that smart, it's not that I'm pro-Russia over the United States, but he said they're going to find 3,000-year-old warriors and reanimate their DNA. Did you see that story, Doug?
I did not, Steve. I didn't get it only because, I mean, I saw the headline, but I did not see the story. So, okay,
I'm fully you-know-what in people's minds, especially three-letter agency people. But ladies and gentlemen, it's not they're going to. It's that they have. Again, it's hard. Jurassic Park, God bless Michael Crichton. Same thing with his book, Andromeda's Reign. I know he's dead. The bottom line is he showed you what was going to happen. Tom Horn's talking about the, if you will, the strange bacteria/virus that's going to hit the earth with Apophis. Isn't it interesting? Just 2 weeks ago, we had the story that they're finding new bacteriological life forms on the outside of the space station. Did you see that story?
That one I did. Yes.
Okay. So what I want people to understand is this. We used to only have a jigsaw puzzle frame, okay? Just take it for your computer screen. And you would get individual pixels, and the resolution wasn't very good in the original days of computers. But it moved from text. Now we're into 8K. Just so incredibly sharp that you basically can just keep going in, magnifying, and it holds together. But now we're used to see pixel patterns. You're beginning to see the whole picture. Now the corners are filled in. The border areas are filling in. Parts of, and any of you guys have ever done jigsaw puzzles, you know, I'm not a fan of them because usually I smash the table when I can't find a piece. And guess what that does to all the people? I let my wife and granddaughter do them. They love them and they do them and get them done.
You do real life jigsaw puzzles.
Right. And so, you know, somebody once said, you're the puzzle master. And I took it, I think they meant it as a compliment, but I said this, look, God always warns his people ahead of time. And I've seen some of the, you know, statements. I want to get back to this, Doug, because I've been called defensive all my life, all my radio podcasting life. When I get a call from years ago, one of the biggest shortwave stations in the world, telling me, hey, we have a new guy. And I said, watch what happens when I go on your show. The antennas are detuned. The power drops from the 100,000 watt. And how do I know that? Because I have radio engineers, literally two of them, say, why is it only on your show, Steve? I said, because I guess they want to give me a love fest app. No. And they proved it. I went to the program manager. I said, you guys hired somebody from the intelligence agency, gave them the data. Silence. Well, I knew what that meant. I left. That's why I'm no longer on shortwave. There are real stories. I don't think that, you know, we're being paranoid. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to say something. Any of you that have ever stood up for Doug, God bless you. Any of you who have ever stood up for me, God bless you. I praise God for you. I thank you, whether it be many or few. Because at the end, ladies and gentlemen, at the end, so few did for Jesus. And I'm not saying we're Jesus. More were scared. I can't say anything. I have people tell me this. Well, I love you, Brother Coyle, but I just don't want to get on their list. I said, make sure your name's written in the Lamb Book of Life, because cowards aren't. Seriously, the fearful, the coward. Now, if you are fearful, I've been fearful. I said, Lord, at the time I am afraid, I trust in you. Lord, perfect love casts out all fear. Show me where my love's not perfected, because I get frightened at 2 o'clock in the morning, gunships, helicopter gunships over my house. Now, obviously, they're just letting me know they're there.
Fear is not the issue. It's how people and you and others, me, how we respond to that fear.
Yep. And all it does is, good point, Doug. The thing is that it motivates me more than it scares me or causes me to stop. And I fear God, okay? And this is something I want to share with people. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. So if the Christian church or claimants, okay, professants to be Christians are not speaking out against evil, not hating it, but enjoying it and embracing it, there is no fear of God, and the fear of God is not in them. I got to tell you something. I heard, as clear as I've ever heard, when Jesus asked me years ago, Steve, how many people, my people, take my word seriously when I say, if you don't confess me before men, I won't confess you before my Father which is in heaven. Well, my immediate response is, Lord, again, if you're asking me that, I would say, not many. That's kind of my default position, you know? I don't have an answer. And I'm not going to pull a Job and think I'm able to contend with God. I'm just saying, reveal it, Lord, because I'm flesh. Reveal it, Lord, because I'm dust. That's why one of my favorite songs, I really love it, Dust in the Wind. Apart from Jesus Christ, we are Dust in the Wind by Kansas. I love that song. I got just a funny, I shouldn't tell this story on Tyler, but one of my sons got married, my engineer's son, and they had a, I don't know, what is the guy, a DJ or something, karaoke, that's what it was, with DJ. And, Tyler went up at his brother's wedding and I think either sang Dust in the Wind or went along with Dust in the Wind. I laughed so hard. I'm not kidding you. I laughed so hard and I have a pretty boisterous laugh that everybody else started laughing. I was crying because I was laughing so hard. You know, it wasn't, oh, happy days. Now I'm now married and all my single days are gone. Dust in the Wind. It was classic. I may not be giving it in the true tenuousness of the moment, but that's what we are, Doug. I share that for a reason. It's an illustration. We're done. The Bible says we're like a blade of grass. Anybody ever see your grass die in autumn, though it flourished in the spring into the summer? Poof. Poof. So this is why King David. I love King David. I do. I'm looking forward to it. Brother, I'll say this to King David. I'm praying that this isn't a boast. I'll say, thank you, King David, for your stand for the Lord and your jealousy for the name of the Lord. That's one of the biblical statements that has stood with me for 50 years, okay? 50 years. To me, that's a half a century, okay? So the idea is that we can learn from the guys who struggled. David had a problem with an eye that he should, and he asked the Lord to give him a covenant with his eyes. But that was after Bathsheba, you know? And the thing is that we expect perfection in everybody, but deny that there's any imperfection in us. There's a power statement. We expect perfection. I got into I'm going to give you an example. I got into it with a guy last night who's the most self-centered. His name is Bob W. I hope he's watching this. Everything I said, he attacks everything, but yet he's on my website. I told him where to go in no uncertain terms. I told him that you lying devil, because he's a self-righteous Christian. And he was basically saying, I use Hal Turner, a false, by the way, Hal Turner is my friend. I will defend him when he's right. I try with every single story because bless him, he has led the way on this whole Russia thing. And this guy called me basically a false witness to a false website. I'm going to say this one last time, probably have to say it 100 times. I should learn, Lord, it's not one last time ever. The bottom line is that I verify as much as I can, as fast as I can. When I have to go to Asian sources or European sources and they're sleeping, one guy said, he said, Steve, unlike you, I have to sleep. And I said, unlike you, I'd like to sleep. But the bottom line is that I want to share this. Kudos to him. Thank those of you. And that guy, seriously, I hope he chokes on his own vomit. He's one of the most hateful, wicked, and totally, totally insipid men I've ever met. Well, you shouldn't acknowledge your critics. I take them on when I'm allowed to. You know, I had to stand down for 4.5 years. And, you know, I did, but here's what I want to say. If your brethren will treat you like that, who claim to be, one guy said, you have no shame because I used the word crap.
Oh, the said, horror. What?
Yeah, or whore. W-H-O-R. Yeah,
what I said was, oh, of course, you're not wrong. What I said was, oh, the horror. Pardon me for not enunciating.
Oh, the horror.
Yeah.
Not a word from the scumbag. Not a word on all the children because his self-righteousness keeps him. He's so pure. I'm not jealous of him. I just don't like him. I don't. Will I forgive him if he ever apologizes? Yes, I have to. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, Doug and I are talking to you about something so deadly. What's your grandchildren's future? Non-existent. Ah! What about your children who've taken the vaccine?
Oh, my
God. What's sending your little darlings to school? And they muffle their faces, and a child needs oxygen. They're in their formative years.
I think Fauci owes an apology, and Fauci and company owe an apology to Mengele and company, you know?
Yeah, I do. And I believe that the same people, and you know me, I'm on record as stating this, that the Nazis won World War II.
Yes.
They had big pharmacy. They had big banks. They had their intelligence apparatus, which was better than the OSS. The OSS, Office of Strategic Services, became the CIA. I've talked to people that have been under the ice in Antarctica. I know what goes on under Antarctica. I have never shared some things. If somebody asked me, Doug, if you asked me to keep something between us, have I ever knowingly violated that?
Not once.
Not once. If I'm asked, and you know what? I wish, and I'm sorry, you guys, I am sharing my heart about frustration. So many of these cowardly boards, they allow uninhibited slander, uninhibited accusations. But they don't win anybody Jesus. They don't. Who does Quayle think he is? He's a know-it-all. No, I only know what I'm geared to. I've never said I know everything. But I sure know people I don't ever want to know. You know, most of them are on, you know, boards. What are those things called?
Message boards or forums, whatever you want to call them.
Forums, that's the word I'm looking for. And I want to make this clear. I don't go on them, okay? I just don't go on them. Number one, I'm kicked off two of them. And that's been for 20 years. Thank you, Jesus. But all I hear from the Christians, I got to change that, Doug. Silence. Silence when three of the biggest ministries in the United States, in the world, said take the vaccine. And I respected at one point every one of the men that God raised up for those ministries.
Hey, what happened, Steve? I don't get that. I mean,
I don't either. But weren't you surprised?
Yes. Well, yeah. I was surprised, but knowing what was it, lack of research? Because knowing what we know, how can you walk into that and then support something like that with your eyes open? So was I surprised? Yes.
I was surprised, and then it really troubled me. And I walk and pray. I get up at night. I do check certain, emails at night because, again, like I said, people are overseas and I'm awake and they're not, or vice versa.
Yeah, you were emailing me 4 o'clock this morning. And folks, when he says he doesn't sleep, he's right. I mean, we could have a conversation.
Yeah, I'm not proud of that. Oh, you're going to an early grave. No, because I have the spirit of the resurrection of Jesus Christ in me, and that's the only reason I'm still alive today. That's the only reason Doug's alive today. And it's your prayers, and it's your support. And this isn't begging for anything. It's just thanking you for everything. Thanking you for everything. And, Doug, we have some of the most amazing listeners, some you and I would be surprised at, who listen to us.
I was actually surprised by one the other day. I won't get into details, but yes. You've got some pretty powerful listeners, I'll tell you that.
Well, I know this. I know that there are, and powerful or not, that's why I make a pleading to those of you in the CIA, the DIA, Defense Intelligence, NRO, National Reconnaissance Office, You know, NSA, all of you guys, you're watching the Bible play out before your eyes. And remember this, you may have had a mother or grandfather agent. You may have had someone who prayed for your soul that at the very last moment in history, and you guys know better than I where we're at, and ladies, the point is that you're going to have a chance. I believe every time you're forced to listen to me, put it in your computers, the computers, you know, in Utah, I'd like to think you guys burn up extra power, making sure you got plenty of computing power to grab it all. But God's giving you, And when you, if you don't repent, you'll stand before the great white throne judgment. If you die before the great white throne judgment, obviously you'd have to be dead. But if you even, if you are alive at the second coming and you're in your deepest bunkers and you see the glory of God and you say, fall on us to the rocks. This is biblical. And hide us from the glory of the coming king. It's too late. It's not too late right now. Doug, I found out why I was banned at the Pentagon. Yeah, interesting. You'll find interesting. Certain person who lives in that realm said, I heard what you said on Hagman and Hagman. Or, I'm sorry, I call it that, the Hagman Report. And, it's just because it was in my brain for so many years, I say it that way. But he said, you know what they hate the most about you? You know what my first response was? Everything.
Everything.
No. It's that you talk about Jesus, and they built the last 15 years in the higher command, in essence, invoking and being controlled by the powers of darkness. I said, that's the reason? Course. What does darkness hate more than anything?
Well, light. Yeah.
You got it. So at least I know that. You know, I know that all social media platforms, you know, who cares? I nicknamed Faces of Death, a Faces of Death book. Now you understand, you know, why everything, your facial parameters, your smiles, even the mask, they even have a program, if you wear the mask of death, the mask of the beast, eyes, veins of your forehead, scanning. Some of you who take pictures or allow, you know, what are they called? Selfies? And you put, you know, your hand up and they read your veins. Everything they can do. And let me ask you this. Back to the sex robots. What happens when your sex robot, male or female, or perverted creatures, there are now sex robot companies making perverted creatures. I talked about that in my book, Genetic Armageddon. That was, how long ago? Second edition.
You're right. And folks, you're going to have to go to, I just want to make sure people know your books are still available. Most of them. Go to stevequayle.com and select the books that would interest you and read them right away. I'm going to tell you, these books are, enlightening, can I say? Well, they're all of enlightening, but they're very informative, and they will change your worldview 100%. So go to stevequayle.com. I recommend them all, okay, if they're still available. Go ahead, Steve.
So imagine this, ladies and gentlemen. If you are so inclined, and a lot of people will, remember, the alienation between men and women is a real thing. You're seeing the women now becoming more vehement. And when I heard that one, claim that they got to kill all the male babies, I thought, you witch. That was just the first part of my statement. Kill all the male babies? Ladies and gentlemen, they're serious. There's war. So in the separation, now the solution. The solution is, if you're a woman, you can have the best, I'll just call it, male lover you ever had. He never wears out until you do. Same thing for a female. These are what they're saying, Doug. We got to grow up, ladies and gentlemen. You're seeing the extinction of the human race. And I guarantee you, Doug, before you and I start talking about this on your show, no one ever equated sex robots with the extinction of the human race. Would you say that's a fair statement?
Yes, sir. I didn't. I was of that mindset. So, yes, I would. That's absolutely fair. Yeah.
Well, chapter 6 says this. Zombies and useless eaters. Everybody other than the elite to be destroyed as expeditiously as possible. I hope I can, so people can see it. Right below that, chapter 6, interesting number, chapter 6. I'm sorry, my glasses, I have to go like this. I read out of my left eye, the right eye just is there, so because I'm too vain to wear the patch. Is the inception of a pandemic, one on a day like any other. When the pandemics are created and planned, the average person can't even embrace bioweapons. Bioweapons are so sophisticated, gene-specific, haplogroup. These are words everybody's got to learn. Because, and I got to tell you, I think that the Dr. Sherry Tenpenny interview with Doug and I, not because of us, but because of that astonishing interview, was a hallmark watershed interview. That's why she's one of the keynote speakers at the Branson Conference. When I say Branson Conference, see, it will be a virtual conference, June 11th and 12th. Branson got shut down, and I'm really glad they're virtual now, because as I've been watching the conference history, things start to happen almost like immediately after we have these, and I'm rushing you guys to have everything in place so that you can get the DVDs within a week or sooner of the conference playing. There will be no DVDs before the conference plays. So the conference is in real time. That means each one of the speakers you see on the screen. And by the way, we've got Christian Westbrook, the Ice Age farmer. Wow, was that a fabulous interview with Doug.
That was tremendous. Yes. He's a genius.
Yep, he is. I mean, that is one intelligent man and researcher who has a passion. We've got Catherine Austin Fitz. She's out of the country because she knows what she's talking about. One of the most well-informed women in the world. Very bright. We got Gary Haven. And Gary is basically, he's been on with Doug and I. I've been on Gary on different television shows, Skywatch, and I think we're on Jim Baker's show a couple times together. And we've got, Mike Adams. We've got Mike does the most amazing job. I think Mike is one of the most gifted, intelligent speakers I've ever heard. Bar none. Egon von Geiertz, obviously, nobody knows more about gold and silver than he does. Nobody rubs shoulders with the most powerful people in the world more than he does. Lisa Haven's going to knock it out of the park. We had a little taste of it. Paul Begley, I love it. I could talk to Paul. I said, Paul, turn it loose. I said, this is our audience. You don't have to hold back. He said, I won't. God bless him. And by the way, Pastor Begley's streaming his conference is coming up in 2 days. And I think that people should, he's got some good speakers, and I'm excluding myself. Daniel Holdings. I think Daniel Holdings has one of the best cyclical understandings of history. He's a fiction writer. What I was talking about before we ever met is I was talking about what would happen in the future. He was writing about what would happen in the future. I could not have had the wonderful PowerPoints if it wasn't for Daniel Holdings.
I got a little taste of him yesterday. I got to tell you, Steve, he's going to be delivering some really great information. I spoke with him yesterday, and it's going to be great. So, yeah. Daniel Holdings, second to none.
It's interesting that, remember, ladies and gentlemen, in war, the first casualty is the truth. The Ukraine, there was one story. I'll just tell everybody right now. There's one story that Russia's backing down. It's not backing down. It's repositioning assets. There are hundreds of thousands of troops. And I want to make this clear. The territory that Russia occupies is their own territory. It's not. It's these provinces voted to come back under Russia's oversight. You can't expect NATO, the United States, and Ukraine to say, you have no right to position military on your borders. It, you know, is it going to go? Is it not going to go? Is it time for it to go or not to go? Doug, I've maintained the statement the June conference will happen.
Okay, well, I just give you an update. Again, earlier today, I'm not sure if you saw this or had a chance to see this, but no, April 15th, Biden and Joe Obama, you know, instituted sanctions against Russia. Russia said, hey, you know what? You better get your ambassador the heck out of here. Well, today, John Sullivan, the ambassador to Russia under, you know, Biden's, under Biden was, well, he left Russia. Was he expelled? Yeah, I suppose. More appropriate.
He kicked his sorry ass out of Russia, okay?
Yeah, they did.
But he made the statement twice. I love it. You're the guy with the suit. You're the guy with the tie. You're very dignified. I don't wear a suit. I don't wear a tie. And I don't, you know, how do I say this? I mean, no disrespect to anybody. But Sullivan said twice, I'm not leaving. Putin said, you either get your sorry, didn't say it that way. Those are my terms. Or we'll put you on a plane and take you out of the country. I would say that was very persuasive on President Putin. Let me share with everybody what embassies are. Embassies are nothing but the control, and that's what it's called, the CIA, the controlling, as well as the State Department, they're the controllers of all spies in whatever country the embassies are at. They exist for the seemingly oh to help tours and stuff. Sure, that's on the outside. And Doug, people have got to understand a term, dual purpose. Dual purpose. And Eric, if I sent Eric a picture. I got to change subject because I know we're getting down last half hour. I've been warning and warning and warning that something's going on the West Coast big. And I sent Eric Pacific Northwest Seismic Network picture. And behind the scenes, there's so much going on. But dual purpose means this. Even in headlines, there's a dual purpose. The dual purpose is, oh, this is just normal. What's going on the West Coast is not normal. These spy planes that are still flying night and day, U-2s taking panorama pictures on film, because digital, and I'm a photographer, digital images still, based on the size of the sensor, cannot cover as vast an area as U-2s with film. They can fly at 80,000 feet. Or they can fly up and down the coast or whatever they want to fly. The concern is OTC. That's off the charts. And Eric, do you have that? I think I sent it to you. If you could put up the Pacific Northwest Seismic Network. Doug, they're counting 538, 736 earthquakes over a 24-hour period. And there's clusters in Oregon. Clusters in Washington. They were in the Shasta region. There, what's happening? Imagine like, there you go. And Eric, can you just explode a little bigger if you would for me? Just to let people see. Thank you. And then just scroll down. On this, there are 328 epicenters. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a magma flow. And then zoom out if you would for me. Thank you. Just a little more. So I want people to see the density now. This is just one day. One day. Scroll up a little, Eric, towards Washington. There you go. There you go. That's not normal, you guys. If you look to the immediate right, you will see Cascade Range. Now I'm being sarcastic. There is a edict out that they cannot tell. They, the government agencies, they cannot tell what is expected to happen. So I got an email from one of my friends this morning, and she lives in northern Montana, not southern Montana, okay? I'm in southern Montana. I'm just on pretty much the border of Wyoming and southern Idaho. And this is really interesting because, thank you so much, Eric, she sent me an eyewitness report of stuff going on in the Kalispell, Thompson Falls, Whitefish area. They are, interestingly, how should I say this, watching events happen. For instance, if you guys have ever been to Whitefish or Kalispell, Montana, northern, it's, find Flathead Lake and just go north of Flathead Lake. Whitefish is one of the most, affluent cities in the United States. But what's interesting, and I'll read this, and a quote from somebody to her. What the hell is going on? Our trailer shook last night, and it wasn't us. Massive rock falls on Montana Highway 35. Our road every night, and I've caught the crew picking up rocks and asked, what you doing? Well, ma'am, you don't want to know. It gets better. Massive lines at Walgreens like never before, and I asked the pharmacist, are these folks sick or what? Stated, been here forever and never this crazy. Not sick, just routine refills. People know something's getting ready to happen. Dennis, you know, massive amounts of brand new, all white, immaculately clean vehicles. All local plates, and she's talking about where she's at, and all of green jumpsuits, young, good shape, frankly, pretty good looking guys. Again, this is a woman, Pam. And, you know, basically she went up and asked him. But they're medics, and she talked to some law enforcement. I'm sanitizing this right now. In just the recent time period, I think it's over several months, 40,000 new people have moved into the Kalispell Whitefish area, staying in hotels, motels, buying whatever property you can buy. My guess is, Doug, those people move. Now, why are there seismic events going on? For the record, this isn't Yellowstone. It's because the West Coast, the, if you will, the Pacific Plate, out of the Pacific Ocean, pushing on the West Coast of the United States, and that there's a magma plume that goes up pretty much northern Montana. By the way, this area is where Glacier Park is. I don't think I'd want to be on Going to the Sun Highway. If you want to see something, go look up Going to the Sun Highway.
Wait a second, Steve. Are you saying by that email and what you just said, are you saying that there are transplants from the hot zones over in the West Coast coming to the affluent areas in the just north of you in Montana? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying thank you again, Doug. I didn't make that clear.
I wanted to make sure I understood it. So in other words, there's some knowledge out there. They're not saying, but you know, the people in the know, they're kind of saying, "Hey, got to go over here now." That's kind of what you're saying.
That's exactly what's going on. I'm told a lot of the very important people that monitor this stuff have moved themselves. The scientists have moved to the east side of the Cascade Range. Okay. And that's what we made our movie about. Cascadia, the big one. Why I bring this up is because Henry Gruber and his vision is on my website. There's a really nice banner, and God bless Rhonda. She's kept that going for 2 years since Henry went to be with the Lord. But one of his visions was Cascades volcanoes all erupt simultaneously concurrent with the Russian invasion on our West Coast. So, Doug, you know, I'm not an investigator like you, and I'm all over the place, but one thing I do know, I've asked the Lord, when does it go? If it appears it can go any time, and I'm just saying, if then, then does that mean the Russian invasion on the West Coast is still underway?
Well,
again, that's just something I have. And then how many people... I want to just throw this out. How many people have checked, and I want everybody to check with your insurance agent if you have life insurance, if you have business interruption insurance, not business interruption, but what's it called, where you lose your job. There's another name for that kind of insurance.
Unemployment?
Not unemployment, but a loss of job insurance.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's an inland marine policy, but yes, okay.
How many of you check with your carriers and their legal department and ask them point blank to issue you a letter? Are you or are you not covered if you take the experimental vaccine? Now, Doug, my mind goes, and you've been an insurance investigator. If they're exempted and they pass away, and there's 51% of the population inoculated, injected, then what happens to all those insurance policies?
They couldn't cover the losses, even though the risk load is spread out over multiple companies. They still couldn't or wouldn't, by exemption, cover the losses, especially if you go knowingly into an experimental modification, a genetic modification tool, which this is. You are what people are actually signing up for when they get jabbed is experimental. I don't want to say treatment, but it's under the experimental exclusion. You're donating your body to science is what you're doing.
Yeah, I call it guinea pigicus, stupidicus. Guinea pig, okay. Or you could call it whatever. They experiment on mice, you know. Mousicus, stupidicus. In other words, you are a guinea pig. You are an experimental animal to them. You are no longer a human being. So guinea pigicus, stupidicus, maybe we should call it Daedalus, okay? Because enough people are having severe, severe problems. I mean, I can't even stand to watch that poor lady, that one of the first ones that was put on YouTube, where her whole central nervous system is breaking down. And I said, God, send anybody. Let there be one definable miracle. Not that you need to prove yourself, God, but your people need to see that, behold, you are the Lord our God who heals all our diseases. Doug, I'm going full on for Jesus. I mean, not that I won't say I've ever not gone full on for Jesus, but just as the word hypersonic has come into the public vocabulary, that means whatever level I've ever been at, you know, and I believe in full throttle. I believe in absolute maximum red line.
Yeah, and you're always there at that red line, and that's the way you live your life, and I appreciate that. I just want to, real quick, just because I know that some listeners and viewers are going to say, well, I talked to my insurance agent, or I talked to the claims adjuster in my insurance agent's office, or the number that they gave me, and what you just said is not true, that if you die, you'll be covered. Well, okay, hold the phone. It's what's on the death certificate, because right now, the people who are dying as a result of that jab, the death is being attributed to something other than the jab. However, that will switch, and when that switches, if the causation is not, is a proximate cause to your death, that's at that point the insurance companies will put that wall up and say, okay, no, we can't do this, and we're not paying out the claim. So I just wanted to. Because sure enough, Steve, we're going to have people, and there it is. You want a graphic? There it is.
There it is. Oh, and you know, the bottom line is, remember this: it's bureaucrats that teach us, it's bureaucrats that treat us like lab rats. Okay.
Amen.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, chapter 6 of my book Terminated. I want to share this, Doug. This, and again, I really believe, and I'm saying this. This is probably the most complete, concise overview, and you need to have this information, and you need to understand that's your skull, that's my skull. And just like they're putting, you know, you see this would be called a subdural laser, you know, etch on the skull itself. They're planning to do that now, ladies and gentlemen, to everybody. And the first entrance into it is going to be the you know, the unimaginable yielding of stupidity to something that is so unproven. The cartoon shows it well. And what does it do to your children? What does it do to your grandchildren? Well, first of all, if your children aren't at childbearing age, forget the grandchildren, okay? I have to correct myself. If your children are at the childbearing age and they want to have a kid, don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. Pregnant women having spontaneous miscarriages, what, 600% up? Men's reproductive organs shrinking, literally shrinking.
Some guys, I just heard the wind get sucked out of some of the guys out there, their rooms, you know. Now that should be a, guys, okay, that should stop y'all, all right? Yeah. And I don't know, Steve, I don't know if we can get this up in time. I don't know if you saw this, but what you said earlier and before, New York State, look at this, nation faces hand-to-hand combat to get reluctant Americans, quote, vaccinated. This is in the New York Times today. Today, yep. New York Times.
Let's just call it what it is. Beijing Times, okay?
Yep.
They quit being about New York, five or six years ago when it was purchased through holding companies. That's what I've been told.
Yep. No, I believe that's correct. And especially when you follow the shell corporations outside of the protecting the media conglomerate. Yes, you're right. So go ahead, sir.
Well, maybe it should be, you know, again, ladies and gentlemen, what and Doug, here's the thing. If we dwell in the dust of death, obviously death turns us to dust. You can embalm us, but over enough time, unless you're mummified or whatever, or you basically turn into a stalactite or a stalagmite because you die in a cave and the water drips on you with the calcium and there you are forever, you know. The bottom line is that we're going stupidly into a very evil future. You've got nothing to lose by standing up, speaking up. And I know this may cost you. Fortunately, I would be on the side if my spouse, and she won't, my spouse, if she got the vaccine, I would be forced to move out. I'm not suggesting any marriages break up. I'm suggesting people understand that now that 51% have been vaccinated, watch the level of concern now appear. That's their word, not mine. I would call it mutagenically injected. Watch now all the negative reactions that are going to come out. Watch now the hemorrhagic fever, which is the same as Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, CJD. Watch the hemorrhagic fever. Watch how many people start the acceleration dying from Lou Gehrig's disease, from dementia, and sudden onset dementia, not over time. Watch the preponderance of cerebral palsy-like events. I got to share this with you. I've quoted the scripture since I've been on talk radio that the enemy of a man's life will be they of his own household. I have a very dear friend. Won't even tell you what state. Actually, a couple of them. After so many decades of marriage, the wife gets it, double the vaccine. They have vaccine, what I call them, dumb cluck parties, C-L-U-C-K. Where they get together and they're so excited to go and get the vaccine because then life returns to normal. What happens is that's the biggest lie in hell. There is no return to normal. You'll never be normal again. Ever. So that's why I'm stuck. I'm stuck. I've heard, and I said this, God, your grace covers it all. If a man's a new creation or a woman's a new creation in Christ Jesus, but you know what's a powerful scripture that we quote all the time in communion? For many are, basically means many are dead and go to an early grave and sleep among you because you failed to discern the body of Christ. how do I say? Well, Lord, they told me I had to take it. And the Lord says, no, they didn't. You took it because you were afraid. Well, yeah, Lord, I didn't want to die. But I told you if you do, you'd be with me. And my Father, our God, didn't leave me in the grave. He resurrected me. And I told you that there, where I am, there you will be also. It's, Doug, it's almost a, what would I call it? You know what I do. I go, that means the gears in the head. You've got to hear it with a heart. You've got to hear the answer. But please don't take it before you've exhausted. Do your homework. I'm surprised it was this easy. I truly am.
It's a good point.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it was so easy. So easy. I'm surprised when the devil himself, excuse me, possesses the Antichrist, how easy it's going to be. I'm truly surprised. It's heartbreaking. It's face shaking, F-A-I-T-H shaking. It's absolutely, how do I say this? There's no way to contextually deal with this, in my opinion, outside of being a full-on surrendered and obedient servant of Jesus Christ. I don't believe there's another way. People say, all you do is tell us bad stuff. Well, if you want to talk to me like that, then I suggest you go stand in line for diapers at whatever supermarket or whatever. I'm not making fun of anybody in continence, okay? I'm meaning this in the context of crybabies, okay? I don't think the people get the lateness of the hour or the madness of the moment. And I pray, and look, there's not going to be a revival until, I want to put the caveat there, until people are so desperate they cry out to God in repentance. Until the fear of God comes on the land. Until those mausoleums of 50,000 believers run for their lives, looking back over their shoulders at the lying preachers, pastors, and teachers. You didn't prepare me for this. Prepare me for this. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to again thank you. I thank you for your support for Doug's platform. I thank you for your support in the conference. I still am on record as believing there's something big that's going to happen before the virtual conference goes on, and I think people will flock to it because I really believe we have the best presentation of speakers that you can have. I really do. Sure, I could have another 20 speakers, but these are the ones that have agreed. Maybe one will drop out and I'll replace one. Maybe I'll add one. Something's stirring in my heart today, Doug, to add a certain person. I'm not going to name him. It's not an it, it's a him. But here's what I'm saying. Don't lose track of the fact that the title for this whole conference is Extinction Protocols. Please, please don't lose track of that. Globalists to initiate tribulation. It's plural. I'm not going to argue with anybody theologically. You got a problem with it? Fine, take the shot and deal with the consequences. I'm not going to argue with anybody who wants to say the drought in the Southwest isn't that bad. Fine. You know, if you believe in vitamins, then, you know, get a glass of desert sand and try and, you know, move the vitamin down your throat. The greatest, the most historic migrations in the history of the United States are going to take place over lack of water and looking for it. That's why so many people are coming to Montana. I know this sounds strange, but Montana's the headwaters of the Missouri River. Remember two guys named Lewis and Clark?
I'm not allowed to learn history in school, so I don't remember them.
Well, basically, they're two characters in a video game that...
White supremacists.
And they're white supremacists.
Yeah.
And they took advantage of Sakakawea. That's how you, I guess you pronounce her name, Sacagawea. Sakakawea. I was corrected by somebody who knows the correct. And she was exploited. Are you kidding me? You know, here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. If you buy the BS that's out, if you're woke, you are spiritually broke. And I know there are Christians claiming, and you know what the devil does, Doug? The way the devil controls all mankind ultimately is through guilt. Always through guilt and shame. If Jesus says there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus and walk according to the Spirit, then I don't have to worry about shame. Because I'm forgiven. Don't let the devil shame you. I don't care if you made a million mistakes. I've made 2 million, not 2 million. Jesus forgave me. He'll forgive you. Well, Mr. Quayle, you don't know what I've done. I said, hey, Jesus does. He said, though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them as white as wool. Doug, I know our time. I don't mean just for today, tonight's podcast, the broadcast. The point being is we're running out of time. And Jesus himself, we're to redeem. We're to redeem the time because there's a time where it runs out on all of us. And redeeming the time for the days are evil. There's nothing more, how should I say this, glorious than presenting the resurrection of Jesus Christ to a dying world. And some of you say, well, I don't want to offend anybody. How God spoke to me when I absolutely had a problem with that? He said, Steve, they're already dead in their trespasses and sin. You have my word. You have my spirit. My word and my spirit will bring life into all those who will receive me. God will never force you. And I'm going to tell you, the panic's coming, ladies and gentlemen. The war is coming. Doug just put it up on the screen, well, actually Eric did, about hand-to-hand combat. They tell us they're going to kill us. Yeah, so what? They shoot us up with the most hideous genetic modification. You are, if you take it, whether you believe it or not, you are a chimera now. You're a chimera. You don't know the truth of what's in the injections. You know it's messenger RNA, but you don't know what is in the other components that go into it. Some Christians have no problem with abortion. I don't believe they're Christians. I don't. I don't care if 500 people sign a pact, abortion is God's work. The little god of this world, Satan. If you look at it all, Doug, if you take it all in context, we're facing the human race extinction right before our eyes. And thank you so much, and happy birthday on your platform. See, I get it a second time.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah. If you said happy birthday to me, I'd have the same reaction. So, you know, I promise you I'll give you the same reaction. But God bless each and every one of you. Take this stuff to the Lord in prayer. And if you do have an insurance policy, life insurance policy, listen to the advice of an insurance investigator who has basically seen a lot of these cases. Because weasel room, is that a fair statement? If any policy can how do I say this, weasel out, they will. Doug, blessings to you.
Thank you, Steve. We are out of time. Folks, go to gen6.com. Make sure you sign up for the conference, gen6.com. It's so imperative for you to do that because the information download is going to be more than you would ever expect. Do it. There's still time, plus the DVDs as well. Purchase Extinction Protocols 2021 live streaming video on demand. It's really a gift at that price. Gen6.com. Also go to stevequayle.com or qfiles.tv. Make sure you sign up to be part of, Steve Quayle's Q-Files. I love his time. I love watching Steve on the Q-Files. I really do. And I'm serious. He's up at all hours of the night. A couple of things to watch. This is extremely important. Real quick here. I want to, make this before we leave here. Watch what's taking place. The Biden DHS allowed officer to be ambushed. Bannon covered a little bit of this earlier today. It's growing as the hours grow. Gotta go, folks. Have a great night. May God bless each and every one of you. Thank you, Eric the Tech, for all you do. And thanks for the grenades and popcorn. Have a great night, everyone.